Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
Apparently, this couple is struggling with something that will take their relationship with friends to the next level.
Oh, fun.
One of them wants to do it. One of them doesn't.
Oh, no.
We'll get his side and her side. We'll get it straight. It's Slacker and Steve's Great Mate Debate.
We have Jeremy, we have Rebecca, and let's figure out what's going on. Jeremy won the toss. What's happening, Jeremy?
Yai. So we're buying a, we're talking about buying a vacation home with our best friends, and Travis and Kristen. And we spend every weekend together, and we have lots of family trips with the kids. And we need to decide whether or not we're going to do this. Now, I think buying a vacation home with our best friends would be awesome.
Okay.
We already spend every weekend together, so why not invest in a property at the same time?
Nice.
We always get along great, and nobody is ever, you know, it's really relaxed. When it comes to money and splitting bills, everything's great. So not only will we be able to enjoy a vacation house now, but we'll be able to pass it down to our kids, too.
Smart.
It feels like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Smart business, actually, I mean, yeah.
Who else gets a chance to purchase a vacation home and only pay half the bills?
There is that,
it would
too.
Be crazy to turn this down.
Okay.
And honestly, I think it would hurt our friendship if we said no. Because Travis and Kristen are counting on us, and I say let's do it.
Okay.
So
yeah.
They came to you with the idea?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's figure out why Rebecca doesn't want to do it.
Has no business sense. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
No, I'm sorry. That's wrong. Let's figure out why Rebecca is wrong.
Yeah, that's okay. Not the way we win on Great Mate Debate. Rebecca?
Yay!
You sound fatigued.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Oh my God!
You're just tired and dealing with it.
You've had this argument before. We apologize, but now you just have it one more time with us,
right.
And we can try to get some outside input. What's your side of it?
That sounds good. Okay, so Jeremy makes some great points, but it seems pretty risky to me. You know how they say you should never lend money or split bills with your family?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, you know, Travis and Kristen are like family to us. We're so close. And I'm just really worried, like, what if things go south?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once money gets involved, friendships can change. You know, what happens if one couple needs to sell? Then you've got to figure that out. And, I mean, we've gone on vacation with Travis and Kristen a lot of times, but we've never, like, lived with them.
Mm.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's the question of who's doing the cleaning and the cooking.
Mm.
You know, what if they get behind on their half of the bill?
Mm-hmm.
It's a different dynamic than just going to a Hilton.
Yes.
Definitely.
It's your house.
Yeah.
And then...
Right.
And it sounds like you and Jeremy have a rock solid marriage, but should you two fall on hard times, or if Travis and Kristen are getting a divorce and then he remarries and you're not digging there, like there are a lot of ways that could
a lot of variables.
Definitely. Yes. A lot of things that can go wrong and a lot of resentment that would be easy to build up over little things like cleaning or getting behind or not taking care of something.
Okay.
And I get it. Jeremy's seen, he's seen the glowing big picture of, you know, owning the property. We're all fun together. Maybe he's not.
We're already going to spend time with them. Why not make it easier? Then you don't have to.
It's all taken care of.
In theory, it's a great idea. And if all goes well, it could be magical.
Right.
But a lot of things could go wrong.
Yeah.
I'm just saying this, and this is unrelated to all the money and friendship arguments. I don't want a vacation in the same place.
There's that.
Like, I just.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're going to the Cape. Again and again.
Get our money's
and it's like,
worth.
I want to go to Mexico. Then I want to go to Italy. Then I want to go to, I want to go different places.
And in the end, you're doing business with a guy named Travis, too. You got to keep that in
mind.
That
is weird. I personally have a weird thing about
you
Travis.
Guys, you guys have not told her how she's wrong at all.
Well, because we're not
holding up your end.
No, you didn't call for that. You got to give your side. She gave her side. And then we're going to let other people sound off. If it's a good idea, you get to a place in friendships where you're like, they become family. You're like, these are our people. This is our tribe. Like, we're going to be. But as soon as you put pen to paper, it gets different.
Mm.
It's like a marriage. Yeah. It's like, oh, my God, I want to spend forever with you.
Now it's a have to instead of want to.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all easy when you're splitting dinner bills. But when you're talking about a mortgage.
I feel like that's a lot different.
But business-wise, Jeremy is so spot on. I mean, what better situation?
But you don't want to be around anybody
let alone
forced to be around them every weekend.
True. But Jeremy's just seen the dollar. He's keeping the dollar signs in mind. Yeah.
And it's easy.
You have to remember, we're not radio personalities that have lots of money. You can go on.
Okay.
Perhaps you overestimate what radio personalities make. I'll shoot you over W-2. Change your assumptions.
This would be an opportunity for us to go on what we would consider vacations more often.
Okay.
Yeah.
This gives us a chance to have a place to go to, that's on the water, and it's a vacation home.
Yeah.
True.
And really, I think all of the issues that we're bringing up, I think if we discussed it before we did it with them and let them know what we're thinking, I think that they're probably in the same place.
Yeah.
Because the first thing sounds great. But yes, there are things, and I don't think my wife's wrong. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
But
But you're right.
I think that our friendship and our we have a good, strong, honest relationship with them. I think if we just talked about it, I think we could work this out and it could be this great thing.
At least discuss it, Get it all out there.
Jeremy, you became rational at the end, so you got a shot at this. Why don't you guys hang on? We're going to get a jury for you.
I would not mix, no. Because you want to wreck the friendship. That should be the priority here, right, is the friendship.
For sure. I mean, can't there be legal contracts drawn up to protect both sides? Mm. And you know how it is. Like, if you've got kids, that's a godsend. You can go to the same place.
Wow.
The kids get along.
Yep.
The parents get along.
It's
that
an
doesn't
amazing
happen
thing.
Very often.
Wow, I never thought of that.
That's really a difficult combo because usually it's like your best friends and their kids and they're forced to hang out even though they don't really like each other or vice versa.
We have friends where everybody top to bottom, we all get along. But here's the deal. All of Rebecca's arguments, every single one, is a what if.
You're right.
Right.
It is. You're right.
So the argument back to that, what if none of your things happen?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Then it would be perfect. But if any one of her things happen, this sucks.
It does for everybody involved.
So if you've done the vacation home or bought something, like taken a friendship to another level, you get first priority here. Should Jeremy get his wish of buying a vacation home with their best friends, or should they just keep it fun and hotel-ridden vacations? Our first one is Blake.
Yai.
What do you think?
Personally, I would not do it, but I would say proceed with caution.
Well, sorry, with a name like Blake, I can't really take you seriously. So
easy, Tiger. You're friends with a guy named Travis.
Okay. Anyway, no, I'm just messing. Go ahead. I'm just kidding.
Have you been in something like this, Blake? I mean,
yes, Yes, absolutely. We sure have. We had a mountain property with another family, very close friends of ours, lifelong friends. And, you know, sometimes life happens and one side needs to liquidate or there's a falling out. Someone rubs someone the wrong way. At the same time, what happens if they have family who want to use it while you're trying to use it? I think it can be mitigated, but you just need to make sure you're talking very thoroughly about who's responsible for what. At the same time, if you have kids and say one of your kids messes up a window or a door, who's paying for it? Mm-hmm. How can they prove it? I mean, there's a lot of things to just be aware of.
Think about
that. That being said, I mean, you know, it's an investment. And at the same time, just be aware that if there ever is a falling out, you're going to get your money back. You'll liquidate. Or you need to buy them out. So it's just something you need to be aware of.
Blake, you had a falling out with your friends, didn't you?
It doesn't sound like you still have the mountain property.
No, it was, there was a need to liquidate, so we ultimately had to. So that's really what it was. We didn't really want to, but we couldn't buy them out, and it was, it's just one of those situations where we liquidated. I mean, we still talk, and we're still, still communicate, but there were definitely some times where it was kind of like, I'm doing something that they might not approve of. They're doing stuff I don't necessarily approve of. And, you know, it can create a lot of tension from time to time. So just make sure you're very cautious in how you're doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for the call, man. Yeah. You know what? I never even thought of that because it's like, hey, I want to do Thanksgiving with my family there. Right. It's like, oh, well, we were going to bring my family out from, and you're like.
Well, you had your family out here last.
It just starts to become that. Yeah. Because it's not always going to be the four of you.
Right.
Sometimes your parents are going to come in. You know what I'm saying?
It starts to get. Oh no!
Who gets Easter? Who gets Christmas? It's like, right. Let's keep going here. Amber.
Yes.
Whose side are you on?
I am on the husband's side.
Why?
Because
very good. Very good.
It's an investment property for one, and I have one, and I've had one since before I graduated college.
Nice.
Before 25. So investment properties, long-term Airbnbs are huge. I have a giant family. We always rent out large properties for all of us to go crash at, and we spend thousands of dollars for 1 week of a rental. It was like $6,000 the last time we went in Arizona for us to go crash at someone else's house for a week. And then you can hire cleaning committees to clean it for you, and you can all the legal documents you can hash out before you close.
Why aren't we doing this, then?
There's a good chance at the end of this, Amber's currently on Zillow or Redfin looking up whatever house Jeremy and Travis are trying to buy. We're going to put an offer in on it.
Swoop it underneath, yeah.
Thank you for the call, Amber. I mean, if you take the friendship out of it,
right? Okay.
Even if we're not friends anymore, we can still be in the same investment and just keep cash and checks together.
Same business, yeah.
A little bit. Let's keep going. Katie?
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on the husband's side.
Okay. Very good.
purely because of the fact that me and my husband have been talking to his sister and her husband about doing this as well. Honestly, you guys keep talking about, like, they have to, like, go there together all the time and they'll be forced to spend all this time together.
Yeah.
But it's both their house, so they can separately go anytime that they wanted. You know, it doesn't always have to be together.
Yeah.
And another reason, they could rent this out to be an Airbnb, make them even more profitable.
We were just actually talking about that probably while you were talking to our producer, but I almost just want to buy a place and not even go there with my friends.
Wow.
Like, why would you guys ever, I mean, I know you want a vacation house, but like, if you go there three times a year and then the other 49 weeks of the year, it pays for itself.
Yeah.
Think, Rebecca, do you care if we get in bed with Jeremy and this business going?
Jeremy and Travis and us, we're going to... Rebecca, so we kind of have some bad news for you. I don't know if you can feel the tide on that thing, but...
Totally, I can feel it, and it makes a lot of sense. And I think from a business standpoint alone, it really is a great idea. There's actually one more piece of the puzzle that I have to throw in, and I didn't really want to do this on air, but we'll see. Maybe it'd be helpful. So Jeremy, part of the problem is that it's Travis.
Okay.
And So I've been noticing recently, like the last few times that we've been on trips together, when it's just been Travis and I together.
Don't do this.
I'm so sorry. Yeah.
Oh, come on.
There's definitely there's a thing happening, like a vibe. Like he's been kind of making these subtle passes.
Don't.
Yeah. Wait, what are you saying
here? Wait. So Travis is making you feel uncomfortable?
That's a good way to put it.
Or done anything specifically to lead you to believe
do we want to air all this?
Yeah.
Like, right? We do. Okay. Let me see.
This changes everything.
Now that it's out of the box. So, yeah, that changes everything. Yes.
So
I
he's
agree
been
with that.
Hitting on you?
Well, that changes a lot of things.
Rebecca, it's very important to choose your words. Are you getting a vibe or is he
actually doing?
Is he hitting on you?
He's been hitting on me.
Okay. All right.
Oh, no.
Okay. Well, I think this is a conversation for a different time.
We got time.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I think there's a conversation I have to have with Travis.
Wait, okay.
Clearly.
And I wish you would have told me this before now.
Rebecca, are you okay?
What in the world? What in the world?
Okay, everybody hang on. Thank you. Hang on. Don't move. Hang on.
Well, that escalated quickly.
The hell was that?
Can we buy the property?
Okay, all right.
Oh, no.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.